This is the best of Heroes in the North State.
Auto, gosh, a year and a half or so ago, in hopes to be able to really just shine a light on people in our community who are rising above, making a difference, investing in others, not because they have to, not because they're told to, not because it's part of their job description, but honestly, simply just because it's the right thing to do. They're here to be North State heroes. And one thing I have found is a lot of people, when you ask them, hey, you want to come on the show for North State Heroes, they're humble. They're very quiet servants. They're the people in the background that you wouldn't typically know are making a difference or making a change, or they want to give the limelight to someone else. They want to do the quiet work, and they want others to shine. Well, tonight we have a group just like that here. You know, with everything that's been going on with COVID-19 and this pandemic over the past 3 months, our whole lives have just really been tossed up in the air, and we're just trying to find a new normal, trying to get through what the day-to-day looks like, let alone the month-to-month and what the next year is going to look like. Well, this has made a big impact with our local Shasta District Fair and Events Center. So tonight we have the gang here. We've got BJ McFarland. He is the CEO. He's going to be joining us, talking to us about all the changes that are going on over there and some good things that are coming up for the future. And then also we have Cassidy Zulliger, and she is a 4-H ambassador for all of Shasta County, and she is with us, and she's going to share her journey and how she's been involved over the last few months, maybe a few years. And then, of course, I'm Michelle Slate. I'm the host of the show. So why don't we go ahead and jump right in. We're going to talk to BJ a little bit. BJ, I honestly, with everything and all the changes, I'm not even sure where to start. So I'm going to let you kind of set the stage for what's been happening at the fair.
It's been no different than anybody else in this world at this point. It's not singled. This COVID hasn't singled any one person out. We're all in the same boat. But particularly to the fairgrounds, we're a venue that we get a lot of our income off of the events we put on throughout the year. The fair is just a portion of our income. We're state-funded. The funding has been minimal over the last several years, so we have to have that venue full. We try to keep two or three events a week just so we can and keep the fairgrounds going, and it's such a valuable asset to the community. The amount of fundraisers, weddings, sports shows, everything the community uses it for, we need to keep it up and going. So it's put quite a strain financially, not being able to have any of our events since March 11th, I think was our last event. So it's the unknowing weighs on us too of when we can open again, which it's the same with, again, we're not on an island. Everybody's in the same boat.
Right.
So it's been a really big strain just because that's our business is putting on mass gatherings.
Yeah, no, that's true. So tell me, what does the day-to-day look like? So if you, March 11th, you're having your event, this is going on in the media, and we're all kind of thinking about, okay, what's this going to look like for us? I know I work with a lot of nonprofits here in our community, but not only that, you have your nonprofit arm, your friends of the fair that come in and help with your fundraising endeavors, and then you go home that night, and then what happens? It's just all dark?
No, we've kept it. Because we're hoping that we get to open at some facet to smaller gatherings when we enter phase three. So the fairgrounds, our crew there is outstanding. The fairgrounds looks phenomenal at this point. The lights don't go out. We're still plugging away. There's still things that need to be done. One of the things the last month or so has been the junior livestock auction.
Yeah, no, that's true. So, good point. We're going to talk a lot about, if you're listening now and you have friends that have questions or are wondering, hey, what's going on with the junior livestock auction, give them a quick call because in a few minutes we're going to jump right in. We're going to talk a lot about that. They're going to want to hear how they can get involved. The question has been, is it canceled? What's happening? What are we doing? So we're going to come back in just a little bit. We're going to talk with Cassidy more about that. She's going to tell us from her perspective. We're also going to talk a little bit more with BJ. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit more about the fairgrounds itself and its role in the community. So it's a mass gathering event center, obviously. We've talked about that. But it's more than that. It's also, isn't it, where if there's a disaster, people can go.
And that's, I guess, just as important. We're a base for CAL FIRE. Whenever there's a fire in Shasta County, we help the CAL FIRE with a base camp. Myself and our everybody that works there at the fairgrounds makes the best we can to help out CAL FIRE, and they appreciate that, and it's a great place for them to be. Any emergency, and that's where we need to stay open, is if we can't just turn the lights off and walk away, and then hopefully it doesn't happen. If we had a fire, we just can't walk in and turn the lights back on and say, here you go.
Right.
We got to keep things maintained and in order. So the emergency center is a huge part of the fairgrounds and what it does for the community.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, it was also, the last fire was really the staging point where the media came out and got all their updates.
Yep.
So when they do that, is that typical or was that just specific for that fire?
I think that's pretty typical that they'll stage there.
Okay. So not only is our fairgrounds a fun place to go, we want to go to the fair, and unfortunately this year, what's going on with that?
Well, the fair, we had to make the hard decision a few months ago to cancel the fair, which is, again, it's a shared portion of our income, and that's a huge, huge hit that we had to take, and we understand why, and we want people to be safe, but again, it still hurts that financially it hurts severely.
Yeah, no, that's true. And then with our community, with everything stopping, it just seems so surreal to me that, you know, we're used to go, go, go. So in my life outside of here in the show, I'm involved in a lot of events and a lot of community things that happen at the fairgrounds. So it wasn't uncommon for me to be down there a couple of times a month in one fashion or another. And so all of us, we've just kind of halted and we're wondering what's going on. But one thing that has, at least from my side also, and I think you too, BJ, and Cassidy, you can chime in about this as well, is we all still have animals. So in your private life, you're involved. So tell me a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
My dad and I and my wife run about 50 cows on a small ranch in Cottonwood. So life in the agriculture sector doesn't stop or slow down. Things still need to be done. Animals still need to be fed. And taken care of. So, and again, like coming to a halt, our weekend stuff, our volleyball tournaments and that kind of come to a halt, but that just gave us more time to do what we need to do on the farm. And I'm sure Cassidy's the same way. Got a lot more time to put in it on your animals.
Yeah, no, that's true. So Cassidy, what do you have? What kind of animals do you take care of?
We have a branch of 50 head boar goats that we raise. So year round, we're constantly, taking care of them and making sure they're all good on their health, and we breed them every year to have kids for the fair.
Wow. Okay, so 50 boar goats, and so yourself, your whole family takes care of them? What does that look like?
Yes, our whole family takes care of them. It's a family-owned business that we do.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to hear more about that, because there's not only the boar goats, but there's so much more that's involved in the junior livestock auction and prepping for it and getting ready for it. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about what that felt like when you thought, hey, this isn't going to happen, and what would Plan B look like. If you're just tuning in, this is Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we're right here on KCNR Radio 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, and we'll be back in just a moment.
North Update Now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair, Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Celebrate a whole weekend of love at Black Bear Diner. Cooking up Valentine's specials Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so you can celebrate when it works for you. Pre-order some very berry French toast for a surprise breakfast in, or pair one of our steaks with tasty toppings for a romantic dinner. Check out our specials at blackbeardiner.com and order up to 3 days in advance for pickup or delivery, or join us on site for tent seating. Make Black Bear Diner part of your weekend of love.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is the best of Heroes of the North State.
Well, it is going to be a good life. We're right here with Heroes in the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. And tonight, if you're just now listening and tuning in with us, we have in our studio audience, we have B.J. McFarland. He's the CEO of the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. And then we also have a guest with us, Cassidy Zuliger, and she is a 4-H ambassador and heavily involved in 4-H. And just before the commercial break, we were talking about what is it that she raises and where's her passion and what she do. And she was telling us that she has 50 boar goats. And my question was, so how do you take care of 50 boar goats? What does that look like on a day-to-day for you and your family?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work on our part because we're definitely year-round doing a lot of maintenance on them. And, you know, we have to deworm them every month as well as feet and shots and everything. So it's definitely a lot of work that it's nice to have a big family that we can all work together to get it accomplished.
So you have siblings that are involved in 4-H as well?
Yes, I have three other brothers.
Okay, so it's all of you do boar goats. You don't have, like, we all help with these, but then they also do something different.
Yes, we all do the same thing because it's kind of something we all, like, have a passion about.
So what made you choose? You have options when you're in 4-H. What made you choose boar goats?
Well, our place is more, like, meant for goats because we have more of a dry land that's kind of brushy. It's just meant for goats instead of, like, cattle or any other So we thought goats would be the best animal for our place.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So you saw your property, your land, and you're utilizing it to the best of your ability.
Yeah, that's what we thought it would kind of be best for.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, a lot of people might be listening. If you're just now tuning in, we're going to talk a lot about the Junior Livestock Auction in just a moment. We're going to talk about how you can get involved in this year. Is it canceled? Is it not canceled? You've heard a lot of rumors. Giving you an opportunity before we jump right into that to call your friends who might have questions and tell them to tune in to 96.5 FM or 1460 AM because they're not going to want to miss this. It's going to give everyone in our community an opportunity to get involved, support some of our local FFA and 4-H students, and support our local community because this is really a big deal. And as this conversation unfolds, I think you'll realize just how much and how important it is for all of us to be involved in agriculture. And honestly, some other things that are involved in that. And we're going to jump right into the conversation. So, BJ, for our listeners who maybe don't know, can you tell us what's the difference between 4-H and FFA?
FFA is you can be an FFA from your eighth grade year if your school is has a program in the eighth grade, and then most schools are freshmen through senior year, and it's something that you take ag classes. You have to take an ag class, at least one ag class, to be an FFA in your chapter, which is your high school. And the similarities between 4-H and FFA is there's so many different avenues to learn and compete. There's speaking contests, there's judging contests, there's proficiencies. There's so many things for these kids to get involved in FFA and 4-H. That's very similar. I'll let Cassidy tell us a little in depth on 4-H.
Yeah, so 4-H is a great program for kids of 5 to 18 years of age. It's not just ag and 4-H. They have sewing, photography, STEM, rocketry. I mean, you name it. There can be any type of project you can make out of it. So sometimes in the ag, they have horse, they have market goat, bred and fed classes for a fair for all different species. I mean, any project that there is, you can make out of it, and anyone can become a leader if they have something that they want to come give as a project.
So, Cassidy, how long have you been involved in 4-H?
This is my seventh year of 4-H.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how old are you now?
I'm 16.
Okay. Well spoken. It's working charmingly. Is that a word? Probably not. You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So in 4-H, what did you start out with boar goats, or did you ease into it?
Well, I started when I was 8 years old, and I started with poultry because I was, you know, too young to do a light or a big market project, because for a large animal to auction off a fair, you have to be 9 to 18 years of age. So I was just under that cusp, and I decided to do meat chickens. So I took a pen of 3 meat chickens to fair, and I auctioned them off.
Okay, so tell me meat chickens. That just sounds like it just rolls off your tongue. So tell the person who's never done it, what is a meat chicken?
Okay, so basically, you know, the chickens you get at the store, I basically did raise those from chicks.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. It's exactly like it sounds.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So then this year we come around and we're like, COVID-19 just kind of threw in the towel for everyone, and you have 50 boar goats at home. And how many of those would you show?
I usually take a market goat, so the one I raise, and I usually take around 8 to 10 breeding does that I take to show at under 4-H.
Mm, okay. So then you've been 4-H and then FFA. You could stay through 4-H, it sounds like, all the way to 18, or you could stop at some point. Now, can you do this outside of your school setting? So let's say you go to a private school.
Yes, you can do it out of a school setting. Like, I don't do it through a school, so I can just do it while I'm homeschooled through a charter school.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And then do you know how you get involved in that? So you just look it up online?
Yeah, so, like, as an ambassador, I go around the community and I do some events that I encourage the community to come get involved in 4-H.
Okay, fantastic. And your siblings are how old again?
They're 9 11 and 14.
Okay, fantastic. Well, why don't we, I think we've given our audience enough opportunity to join us. Let's talk about what this year is going to look like. So, BJ, you get the word that the fair is canceled, and associated to the fair, we also have the 2020 Junior Livestock Auction. And so how, first of all, how are those combined? Like, what's the, how does that work?
In terms of
you have your auction happening at the same time as the fair.
Okay. And it's a tradition that's happened for, in some places, over 100 years. But the reason that fairs were started to begin with is a showcase of agriculture.
Okay.
So the original fairs weren't for the corn dogs and the rides. They were to showcase your agriculture commodity, whether it be wool or hay or your animals, and compete against your neighbors and friends in the county to see who had the best wool or jam or anything agriculture related. So the fair still, most fairs, 90%+ of them still have livestock involved in their fair settings at the county and district fairs throughout the state and throughout the country. So the animals will come in a couple days early, usually. Then the fair opens. We get the animals settled in, and then we'll start showing for the public can come and watch the shows throughout the week. And then we end the week on Saturday with a junior livestock auction.
So then everyone's there. They're bringing in about on typical, not this year, but typically in the past, how many in each category?
We roughly have 70 steers, 250 pigs, roughly 85-90 sheep, and usually about 50-60 goats in a normal year.
Right, and then I've walked around, I've seen the rabbits.
And the rabbits, we'll have rabbits, usually have chickens. The last couple of years we haven't due to a virus that they had, but the good news that that virus is gone and we have chickens next year.
Okay, fantastic. So then what's the premise behind it? So how are the monies raised? And then where do the monies go after they're raised?
It's for the majority of people, and I'm sure Cassidy can speak up to this, as a student's, it's not a – we talk about the monetary value of these kids,
right,
raise these animals and go to a sale. That's not where the value's at, in my opinion, and I'm thinking a majority of the people, that's icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's the process that they go through of raising that animal from start to finish, whether it's a pig that you have for 3 months, a steer you have for 9 or 10 months, whatever that process is, that's the process that me, myself, I have three daughters, two of them are old enough to show. That's the process I want to see them go through, is raising that livestock.
Right. Building character.
Yeah. And our community is so good that these kids do, majority of them, and I might say all of them, I don't know, make money each year because they support those kids so much. For my daughters, for myself, I grew up through the program, showing livestock. That went to my college career or my college education. That money was strictly saved for college. And I've met 60-70% of the kids that go through this program, that's their scholarship. They work their butts off, raise an animal, and they put that money towards school. And the businesses around the area, and again, our community, I might be biased, but we have one of the best communities that support our junior livestock in the whole entire state.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
The average price that we get on our animals rivals any other county fair or district fair in the state. And I just commend our community that see the value in what this does for these kids.
I've been out there and I've witnessed when someone's showing and their animals being sold, and I watched the value go up. And I remember my very first experience thinking, you know, you could get that maybe in a grocery store for whatever. And then I quickly realized it's not about that. It's about investing in our future, investing in our youth, making a difference in our community. And you get to take some great, you know, meat home to eat with your family throughout the year.
Yeah, but even if you take an animal 1 year, the benefits of it for these kids is astronomical. If you talk to anybody in the community, I mean, these are our leaders. And it's not agriculture leaders. These are our leaders that run whatever, a cement plant, a law office. These are our leaders that they spread out. They all don't just go to agriculture. And I think a basis of their work ethic and their principle comes from raising animals.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've seen that. I've actually witnessed that. Their volunteerism is outstanding. So what they've learned in the discipline of getting up, being responsible for another life on this planet, making sure their basic needs are met, I think that just builds a really good foundation for who they are as people, individuals, employees, neighbors, friends. And so let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back. We're going to take a commercial break. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. And when we come back, we're going to dive into the 2020 Junior Livestock Auction and how you can get involved and what it's going to look like this year. So we'll be back in just a moment.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now's the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
This is the best of Heroes of the North State.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight we're talking about the 2020 Junior Livestock Auction. And here this evening we have BJ McFarland. He is our CEO of the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. And then also joining him is Cassidy. And Cassidy, she is a 4-H ambassador, Cassidy Zullinger. And her family's amazing, first of all. I just got this text. video of them going out and talking to community members about why they should be supported during the Junior Livestock Auction, and it's them playing violins. Come on, people. Why wouldn't we want to support children who are so well-educated and well-rounded and giving so much and giving back to our community? So thank you for that. BJ, so what's new? We keep hearing rumors.
With a lot of help from countless people, countless hours, we've been given the okay to have our, it's a modified junior livestock evaluation and sale. Endless hours have gone into the planning. And again, we want to make sure it's safe for everyone to come, that in terms of the junior livestock kids. Unfortunately, it is a closed event. It is not a public event, which we'll just have to eat this year and chalk it up. And that's a lot of people come to watch these kids and their animals. This year, unfortunately, you cannot. We're going to live stream it all 3 days that we're showing on Facebook. So if Shasta District Fair Facebook page, we will be live streaming the show. I don't know. What's it called on Facebook?
Facebook Live.
We'll be Facebook Living the shows, and then the auction is going to be live. And if you do want to participate, I would recommend you please call the office first, because we are limited on the gathering. So we are limited to not as many people as we want. So please call the office and register. We also have a great way to watch the sale and bid on the sale. If you're not comfortable coming around, is www.liveauctions.tv. You can click on there and get a username and watch the sale and bid on the animals there. We'll have a sale order up if you have one individual that you want to find and kind of see where they're going to sell at during the day on Saturday. And that sale will start at 8 a.m. on Saturday. A lot of this information can be found on our webpage, Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. It's on the main page as well as on the Junior Livestock page.
Yeah, very easy to find and well laid out. Just a click of a button. So if I heard you correctly, I'm just going to shorten that. It's a 3-day event. It's going to be Facebook Live. You can access it through Facebook Live at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center's Facebook page, or do a live auction, www.liveauction.tv, or you're going to have a modified audience out during those days, but it's very limited.
Very, very.
And you have to pre-register in order to make that happen.
Yep. And our number's on the webpage, but it's 378-6789, and we can get you registered.
378-6789. Well, that's a great number. How can you forget that? Can you say it out loud? Okay, so this obviously, with everything that's been going on in our community, is no short of a miracle. And that's why we're focusing on heroes tonight, because it took a whole community coming together and some key people to make this happen. And Cassidy, you just happen to be one of them, so why don't you tell us about this? I think this is just heroes at its best.
For sure. First and foremost, I just really want to thank Wendy Johnston, Kathy Muse, BJ McFarland, the Fair Board, and, of course, Dr. Karen Romstrom for everything they have done to get this on. It's and the Fair Supervisor, Board of Supervisors, sorry, excuse me. I just really appreciate them for all they have done to get this on, because it's just, we're so fortunate to be able to have such a strong community that's worked together to get this event on, because many fairs up and down California have not had this type of event that has happened because their community is put together.
No, it's true. You're right. So we're getting updates. So I know BJ, and I've been calling him, what's happening, what's going on with the sale, or is it on, is it off? We've got gatherings that have been canceled from our governor across the board. We've had fairs that leading up to the sale, they were going to try and do it, and the night before they go, sorry, isn't going to happen. And so here we are. How blessed are we to have these amazing people in our community who come together and just say, you know what, I'm going to make a difference. And so, Cassidy, your role in this, so I believe you wrote a letter.
Yes, I've written several letters. I wrote one to the Board of Supervisors and one to Karen Romstrom, just to tell them about what a 4-H'er's life is and how much effort and work they put into it day and night, and for some year-round. for the breeding projects as well as the kids who have purchased them, but it's still a lot of work all the way around for them to then just pay attention to them and the work that they have to do to get them ready for fair.
Yes, so that's actually a really good question. So, you know, we talk about, oh, we wake up early, we feed them, we go to bed. There's so much in between. It's unreal. And the unknown. So what could that look like? What are different scenarios that could look like?
Well, for me, beyond the working with my goat, you know, the cost of my project, you know, I do a lot of research on breeding bucks across the nation. You know, I spend a lot of my money on semen. That's usually $100 a straw. So having the fair on is just such a big deal for the breeders and that have to put all the time and sometimes in the cold, wet, and you have to stick goats in the middle of the night. That just it's just a lot of work.
Yeah, that's true. And so on the occasion that maybe one of those sick goats don't make it, there's that whole process that you really just have to have a strong, I don't know, spirit, constitution. It's got to be happy moments, sad moments, like that whole journey before you even get to the livestock auction.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so out of all of this, so you have, I think we were talking, BJ, there's some projects that go a couple of years, or maybe Cassidy, you were the one that said that not all projects are, oh, hey, I've had this animal for 6 months. Some of these are very long-term projects.
Yes. Yeah, we prepare for fair a year in advance, so we're breeding animals this time of year for next year's fair already. So we're definitely looking forward to that next year because it's something that we look forward to every year. And same for the beef kids. You know, they don't even have a couple years before they breed for their steers the year of next year. So it's usually a year and a half before to get ready for fair.
So they're thinking, okay, we're in 20, I'm doing some basic math here. So 2020, and right now you're going to show and sell your animal, but you're already thinking 2021, 2022, what that's going to look like, if I'm hearing you correctly?
Yes.
Okay, wow. That is quite an investment. So you've got this project that's going long-term, and you get this news saying, hey, we've got a pandemic, and it's going to cancel. That's got to be crushing.
Yes, we had to do everything we can to get this on because it just hurts a lot of kids in the county.
So we have Wendy Johnson and we have Kathy Muse. BJ was a big part of that. The Board of Supervisors, the fair board, they had to really just step out and say, you know what, we can't have a fair, but we're investing in our kids and we're going to make a difference and we're going to believe that this is going to happen. And so BJ, correct me if I'm wrong, you had to have the blessing of the board to even continue the conversation whether we're going to livestock sell, right?
Yes, and we are blessed that our Shasta District Fair Board they wholeheartedly, unanimously voted to try to put this on the best we could, if we could at all. And there's some other fairs around the state that just said, nope, we'll cancel everything. And our board didn't. I mean, they just see the value, like I said earlier, of what it does for these kids to get out and get their animals evaluated and go through a live sale.
You know, I saw the letters that were going around. I was luckily privy to that through the Farm Bureau. And the Shasta County Farm Bureau was also instrumental in writing a letter and sending those off to Karen as well. And to hear the heart that was put into these letters of these community members that collectively came together and said, hey, we want to really just get the passion that's in us and explain it. And how do you do that in one little sheet of paper to someone to make them make such a big decision? I think that alone, when I read the letter, I was like, yeah, that's right. That's exactly why we're here, because we're not just selling an animal to sell it. We're investing in our community, investing in the future of our youth who are going to invest in us in over the next generation. So I just thought that was remarkable. So I also want to applaud everyone involved. You guys did an amazing job. Yeah, good job. So you can't see it, but we're all clapping for each other.
The other option was to do a virtual sale, which a lot of fairs have done, which is outstanding, especially the early fairs that weren't able to. They were right in the midst of the onset of this, and that worked out great. To my opinion, my thoughts, these kids have worked this hard on these animals, and I think the mental aspect of it is going to outweigh any financial worries that we have is getting these kids out. And it's going to be a short time, and it's not going to be the normal fair where they get to parade around a lot. But they're going to get out and get their animals evaluated, and it's going to be real quick. But at least they get to get out and show off their product of what they worked on so hard.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, let's talk more about what that's going to look like. Let's remind everybody how they can get involved and how they can tune in and the dates and all the good stuff so we can all start spreading the word in our community. So you're watching here or listening to Heroes of the North State, and we'll be right back.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get 2 free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you. Like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get 2 free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
This is the best of Heroes of the North State.
Well, welcome back. It's Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. And I'll tell you, the premise of the show is good people rising above, making a difference in our community, not because they have to, not because they're told to, just because it's the right thing to do. And tonight, we really have some people who are shining. And not everyone could be in the studio with us, so just to kind of put a shout out, they're very humble heroes. They actually don't want any attention, but I just love these ladies. So I just want to say a special thank you to Wendy Johnson. Jackson and Kathy Muse for everything they did to make this possible. They are strong women in our community who not only rally around this project, but many other projects very quietly in the background, and most of the time you don't even know it's them. So we just want to say thank you on behalf of our community for making this 2020 Junior Livestock Auction possible, in partnership, of course, with the Board of Supervisors and Karen, and then, of course, the board out at the fairgrounds and BJ McFarland and Cassidy. So from my heart to yours, thank you all very much. So we just got a little bit of time. So, BJ, I'm going to come back to you. Tell us again. So you want to support these kids. We want to show them how much we appreciate everything that they've done and all the hard work they put into this. And just how can people get involved again?
In a normal year, we would want you to come on down to the fair and participate live. This year, we're limited on how many people because of COVID-19 who can come to the sale and buy. So we have several different ways that you can participate. Anyway, please call us at the office to register. On our website, www.ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com, there's several options there. There's a absentee sheet that you can fill out if you have a young showman that you have watched and want to help out. You can fill that sheet out and send it into the office there, and we'll do the bidding for you. Another way you can do it is if you have $50 or whatever the dollar figure is obsolete, but if you want to add on, you can just add on a flat fee or a flat price to each kid that you want to help out, and that sheet's on our website as well. And the last one, it's new this year, and it's because of COVID. It's a great site, though, is www.liveauctions.tv. You can log on there and watch the sale from home, which I think is going to be more valuable to some people that, you know, grandparents, brothers, sisters, somebody who can't come to the show because it'll be a closed to the public show and sale this year. You can watch the sale from liveauctions.tv as well as register to bid or to buy. And you can bid watching the sale with a click of your mouse.
You know what I love about this? So I was speaking to actually the two of you today, and you said we've went around and we've spoken to 30 different potential buyers, telling them what you're doing, how you're doing it, how they can get involved. And I've been on the other side of that where I've had people come and talk to us, and it's remarkable the how articulate, first of all, you are, creative that you are to make yourself stand out amongst all the others in our community. I think the violins, I can't wait to watch all of that video that was sent to me. We'll put that up on Facebook. So My Umbrella Marketing, you'll want to click on that, and we'll have that video posted if it's okay. I'll put you on the spot.
Yes, that's great.
Okay. We'll get that going. But this is a great way, community, all of our listeners, a great way to get involved and support the youth in our area who are making a difference for all of us, for their families, for themselves, and then ultimately for our community as they grow and move into the workforce. So
one thing that I've left out, and it's not the biggest deal, but it does help out that this is a tax deduction. It is a nonprofit. The Friends of the Fair, the money goes through. It is a nonprofit, so we do have a nonprofit tax ID, and you can use it for tax purposes as well.
So if you've never bid before and you want to support this group of young people through 4-H and FFA, you can log on. Is it going to be pretty easy to follow, I assume?
Yes, the instructions are on the website, and it's fairly simple. And at any point, if anybody has any problems logging on, please call the office and we'll walk you through it and get you on there. Melanie's done a great job in the office, and she has it down pat of how to log on and walk you through it very easily, very quickly. If you're not 100% computer literate, she can walk you through it and get you signed up.
So tell me, what time does it start?
The sale will start at 8 a.m. Registration will start at 6:30 in the morning. So if you do call, and you are coming to the sale, we'll have a packet for you. And again, unfortunately, we're limited to a certain number of people to come on the fairgrounds at this point. So it's going to be limited, but it'll be a great venue for these kids, though.
So you can log on at 6:30 on the 27th.
You'll log on at 8.
Okay.
The sale order will, as soon as the steers get done showing or getting evaluated on Friday, Hopefully by 5 p.m. on Friday, we'll have the sale order. So if you're looking for particular kids that you want to bid on, the sale order will be up Friday night, hopefully by 5 or 6. Check back periodically. And on liveauctions.tv, the sale order, there'll be a link for the sale order on that as well. So you can see, you want to look through to see where individuals sell that you want to support.
Perfect. And, you know, I was just sharing during the commercial break, we bid on some items, same website, I believe, correct, as the Tehama account, or different?
Different.
Okay, different website. It was a lot of fun. Yes, it's great to be in the stands and to watch it and to see the eyes and all the camaraderie and your friend outbids you, but you get that same kind of vibe sitting on the couch or wherever you happen to be. Maybe you're irrigating or maybe you're at a baseball game, possibly. You still get that, ooh, I've been outbid feeling. We've all done eBay, so we kind of know what that looks like. Is there anything, Cassidy, maybe you'd like to share that I haven't thought to ask you or you'd like to just contribute? And it's okay if it's no.
Well, again, I just want to say thank you to all the people who have done to put on this live show and sale because it's truly remarkable that we have such a strong community that have worked together.
Yeah, I agree. And thank you for your input as well. So, BJ, do we know how many in each class? Do you kind of have that off the top of your head?
There's going to be, right now, it's roughly 65 steers, 250 pigs, 40 goats, and 80 lambs, I believe, at the top of my head.
Yeah, no, that's good. They're just off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Good job. So you've got to be breathing a big sigh of relief that you get to do it. But a little bit anxious at the same time.
Yep, and the same as a lot of people in the world, our community, the unknowing just weighs on you. And there was a big sigh of relief that our community did such a great job to make this happen. But then it's into go mode because a lot of things we've held off a little bit on because it was uncertain. So even a lot of our vendors, like we use for sound and our porta potties, we got to bring in extra porta potties and things like that. Short notice, the community again have been awesome to deal with. They understood and were able to make things happen in a short period of time.
Yeah, you know, I read a study last year, and sorry, people, don't quote me, but I remember the study, just not the source, that said that Shasta County was the top 7 in the nation for giving, here in Shasta County, which honestly doesn't surprise me with all of the different groups and functions that I go to and the support that I see throughout the community. It's a lot of the same, but it's also a unique pocket of people that come together to make this happen. So there's already a big buzz I keep hearing about people can't wait for the day. They're excited. The buyers are excited that they're going to get to invest in all of you. So, you know, as an ambassador, Cassidy, for 4-H, so give us a little plug. Why should you join 4-H?
Well, 4-H is a fantastic experience. Their motto is you learn by doing, and it's just a hands-on learning that anyone can do under the age of 5 to 18 years of age that, you know, they're leaders. It's to make leaders of the future. You know, they grow future leaders of our country.
Yeah, no, that's true. So I'm 5 years old, and I want to get involved. So what do? Go to the school office?
You can call the 4-H office, Shasta County 4-H, and the 4-H office will help you get involved.
Okay. So, and you were saying earlier, it's really not just ag-related. It could be
any
sowing, cooking. Showing your boar goats. We're in beef. I met a young lady last year that has rabbits, and she was just so proud of the rabbits. I went and took a look around at just all the different types of ribbons that are given out, and just how proud everyone was taking their photos next to it. And then the buyers who really build the bond and a relationship with these students that are in 4-H and FFA. Is exceptional. So you got a lot of the same buyers that are ribbing each other on and supporting the same students, but at the same time, new people coming in. So we're going to have to wrap it up. That hour went really quick, you guys. So
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, and I know it's just going to be an amazing day. So just a reminder, it's live streamed. You can either go to a modified auction. You want to call the office, and that number is 378-6789. Or you want to do livetv.com. I'm Michelle Slade. This is Heroes of the North State. Thank you for tuning in, and happy bidding.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.